أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 54 and 55 of Surah Maryam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ. And O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember and mention Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam in the kitab, in the Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had chosen Ismail from the children of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Some few days before we discussed that Allah Ta'ala spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then Allah spoke about Ishaq and Yaqub, and Allah did not speak about Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah speaks about him here separately with the beginning, the introduction of Wadhkur fil Kitabi Ismail, that he is worthy of mention, worthy of speaking about. Innahu kana sadiq al wa'd. Certainly Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam was a person who was true to his promise. To be true to the promise is a very high and noble quality, and the qualities of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. But this was outstanding in Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. One was at the time when he said to his father Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam said to Ismail, O Ismail, I see I am slaughtering you in my dream. So his response was, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. O my father, you will find me to be from amongst the patient. That was a promise that he made to his father, that I will be patient, and then he fulfilled his promise. Then we find in the Mubarak Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that once a person said to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, I will meet you at this place. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam had undertaken and promised the person, yes, I will wait for you. The man had gone and he had come back after 3 days, and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, true to his word, fulfilling his promise, he was there waiting. And then we find a similar incident in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he was sadiq al-wa'ad. He was one that fulfilled his promise. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And he was a rasul. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent him to the people of Banu Jurham. They were originally from Yemen, and then they came past Makkah. Zamzam was found when Hajir, his mother, had run to and fro between Safa and Marwa, and then they began to settle over there, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him to deliver the message of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and that made him a rasul, to take this message of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to a people that did not know, and they accepted Iman and Islam, and he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Another outstanding quality of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, despite the fact that he was sent to an entire community, a group of people, but he did not shirk his responsibilities when it came to his very home. And Allah says, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. And he was one that would command his family to perform salah and to give out the zakah. So this is another very important aspect that we found all Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also, at the very, very initial point of his nubuwat, Allah Ta'ala commanded him, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And then Allah Ta'ala also said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you should command your family to to perform salah, and that is to create the environment in our homes of the deen of Allah. When that environment is created, then to practice on the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes even easier. So this was his command to his immediate family, salah and zakah. It doesn't mean it stopped there. These were the most important aspects of the deen, and hence Allah ta'ala mentions it. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا, and he was one that was pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah was pleased with him, and he was also pleased with Allah. In other words, whatever he did, he earned the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is the most loftiest rank that a person can acquire, and that is the rida and the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat delivers these messages to us. Ismail alayhi salam was from the forefather of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever promises he made, he fulfilled those promises. And of course, he was a person, besides being a Rasul and a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he would also make sure that the people in his household also fulfill the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Inshallah, we'll make some zikrullah.